This week's Parsha is Parsha's Boy, and we will start with the end of the Parsha, chapter 13, Pasuk number 11, 12, 13, and 14. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyo ki yevyachu Hashem, it will be when Hashem will bring you el Eretz Aknani to the land of the Canaanite, kasher nishba lecho v'lavosecho, like he promised you and your forefathers and the son Allah, and he'll give to you, then va'avarto kol peterechem l'Hashem, you should separate every firstborn, every first of the womb to Hashem, v'chol peter sheger behema, and every first issue of your livestock, asheyeh lecha, that you will have, hazachorim l'Hashem, the males should be to Hashem. Basically, up till now, we have a repetition of the previous parsha, which is Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, which is on chapter 13, Pasuk number 2, where there Hashem says that we should sanctify all first issue of every womb, in men and in animals. The Pasuk says, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor Peter Kol Rechem, you should sanctify all the first of the womb, Bivnei Israel, in the Jewish people, Be'odom, in man, Uva Behemo, and in animals, Lihu, they are mine. This Parsha here repeats what it says there, and then it continues with something very novel, something that we have never seen before, V'chol Peter Chamor Tivda, and every first issue of your donkey, you should redeem Beseh, with a lamb, ve'im lo yisivda, and if you will not redeem it, then ve'araftoi, you have to kill it, you have to chop off the back of the neck, ve'choil b'choir odom bevonecho tivda, and every firstborn in your children, tivda, you have to redeem. Ve'hoyo, it will be, ki shol chobicho mochor lemor mazois, it will be when your son will ask you tomorrow, saying, what is this? You should tell him, with a strong arm, Hashem took us out from Egypt, from the house of slavery. Rashi on Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says, Peter Chamor, that the first of the womb of a donkey, you have to redeem, with a lamb, Rashi asks a question, Veloy Peter Shar Behema Temeya, and not any first of the womb of any other non-kosher animal, like the first of a donkey or the first of a horse. So Rashi answers, Gzeiras HaKosov Hi, it's a decree of Hashem, Lefi Shenimshulu Bechoyre Mitzrayim Lechamoyrim, because the firstborn of Egyptians are considered like donkeys. In truth, Rashi is referring to a pasuk in Yecheskel Chav Gimel, pasuk number Chav, which is actually, there it doesn't mention clearly that the firstborn of the Egyptians are like donkeys. It mentions all Egyptian society is like donkeys. Yecheskel chapter 23, pasuk 19 says, Vatarbe etas noseo, that you increase her adulteries, liskor esnei neruleo, remembering the days of her youth, asher zonso be'eres Mitzrayim, when she was promiscuous in the land of Egypt, vatagavno al piglakshayim, she lusted her concubines, asher psar chamoyrim psarom, whose flesh are equal to donkeys. There we equate all Egyptian society to donkeys, not only the firstborn. We have to say that therefore Hashem said, since I'm redeeming you from Egypt, according to Rashi, by killing their firstborn, therefore I want you to redeem the firstborn of your donkey as a sign of my exchanging the firstborn of the Egyptian for the firstborn of the Jew, that I killed the firstborn of the Egyptian, and I did not kill the firstborn of the Jew. And that is the symbolism that you changing the chamor, the donkey, to aseh, which is for the service of Hashem, which is normally an animal that's even brought as a sacrifice to Hashem. And then Rashi brings down, which is actually a Gemara in Bechoyres, Daf Hei Omed Beis, but Rashi doesn't bring exactly these words, but I'm going to quote the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shualtis Rabbi Lezer Bebeis Moisva Rabbe. I ask Rabbi Lozor, or Rabbi Lezer, there's two different versions, in the great Beis Medrash. Ma nishtanu pitra chamoirim mi pitra susim gmalim. What was the difference that Hashem only told us to redeem the firstborn of a donkey and did not tell us to redeem the firstborn of a camel or of a horse? Omar lei so yansuzem gzeis of Kosovo, that this is the decree of Hashem. And that could mean what Rashi means by the first answer. The oit, and another answer, Shesayu Israel Beshas Yitziyasom Mitzrayim. The donkeys helped the Jewish people when they left Egypt. She'ein loch kol echot ve'echot mi'Israel, that there is not any person on the Jews, she'lo hayu imoy tishim chamorim lubim, that didn't have with him 90 good donkeys, te'uni mikaspa ve'zav shel Mitzrayim, that were loaded with the gold and silver of Egypt. So from here you see that Hashem told us to redeem the firstborn of a donkey because Hashem wanted us to remember the miracle, that the miracle happened, that donkeys appeared, not only donkeys. Rashi doesn't mention how many donkeys. Rashi just mentioned donkeys in the plural, but the Gemara makes mention that every Jewish person that left Egypt had 90 donkeys laden with gold and silver. According to Rashi, that Rashi says, Harbe Hamorim, there were a lot of donkeys, you could minimize the miracle that Hashem made by saying that people had a few donkeys, that they had more than one, is already considered a lot. But the Gemara clearly makes specific reference to everybody having 90 donkeys. So to every Jew to have 90 donkeys, especially in a land that didn't have many animals after all the plagues, was miraculous that they all appeared to help the Jewish people carry their luggage. So therefore, Hashem wants us to redeem the firstborn of the donkey as a sign of this miracle. The Sephorna actually applies this idea, this miracle, to one of the questions that the Tam asks, that the simple person asks. In the Haggadah we know that there is four sons, and each son asks a question, and the question of the simple son is the pasuk right after this pasuk that talks about the firstborn of the donkey that you have to redeem. And then pasuk number 14, like we mentioned before, says, "V'hayu it will be kisholcho bincho mochor leimor," that your son will ask you, "Ma zois," what is this? And that is basically the question of the Tam, of the simple person in the Haggadah. And we normally, when we read the Haggadah, since we take it out of context, we don't see the whole pasuk, we think that he's asking about the miracle of Pesach, that the simple son in the Passover Haggadah, when he asks, "Ma zois," what is this? He's asking, what is Pesach? What is going on? That's what we normally think the interpretation of the Haggadah is. But the Sephardim says that his question is a very deep question. His question is, why are you taking a donkey, Peterechem? Why are you taking only the firstborn of a donkey and not the donkey of any other animal, like a horse or a camel? So according to the Sephardim, the simple son is asking the Gemara's question in the Bechoyres. Ma zois, what is this? How come this is different than other animals? Why are you taking specifically the behemoth tameya, that normally a behemoth tameya, an unclean animal, which means an animal from the species that are not kosher to eat, do not get any holiness to bring a sacrifice or to be able to be eaten? How come here we saying that the firstborn of the donkey is required to be redeemed, and if it's not redeemed, you have to kill him. What is the difference? So the answer that you give him, which is apostle says, Vomar Toelov should tell him, Bechoy Zekiyot, Hoitzionu Hashem Mitzrayim, Mi Beis Avodim. With a strong arm, Hashem took us out from Egypt, from the house of slavery. So the Sephorner says that the Choizek Yad, the strong arm, it doesn't mean Hashem's strong arm, that Hashem took us out of a strong arm. It means to tell you that the Egyptian forced us to take all this gold and silver. Like the Gemara explains one interpretation, that they forced us to take because they wanted to slow us down on the road. They figured that if we slow down, we won't be able to get where we're supposed to get. And then we're all going to die in the desert. And then they'll be able to get back their wealth. As the same ploy as the Sodomites, the people of Sodom used to do, that they used to give charity, and used to give a lot of charity, and they used to write down their name on their coins. But they made one condition, one stipulation, that no resident of Sodom is allowed to feed or to sell food for the poor. He's only allowed to give him money, and he could give him as much money as he wants, or actually, they used to give a lot of money. But one condition is that you cannot feed them and you cannot sell them food. And the person is making a lot of money, so obviously he's going to stay there longer, and the longer he stays, the weaker he gets. And if he is unable to buy any food and drink, eventually he will die, and everybody will take back their money. So the Egyptians, according to this interpretation, really wanted to force us to take all their wealth. They made sure that we took a lot of wealth, and they wanted to do that to slow us down so we'll die in the desert. And if that would have happened, then the promise that Hashem told Abraham, Vachar ken yetzu b'rechush gadol, that after the enslavement, the Jewish people will go out with a huge wealth, would not come true, because the Jewish people would not take the wealth if they have no way to carry it. If they have no possibility to carry all the gold and silver that they received, they would have not carried all the gold and silver. So Hashem made a miracle. The donkey appeared. Therefore, we are commanded to redeem the donkey, to remember the extra miracle, the extra step that Hashem gave, that Hashem made sure that we had transportation for our wealth that we acquired, and Hashem actually made it that everybody should have all this great wealth, and that celebration is why specifically a donkey. Because the miracle was done by donkeys, the donkeys appeared, and therefore we celebrate and we are required to redeem a donkey and not any other animal. In other words, the answer that we give, B'choy Zekiyot, means that not that Shem had a strong arm, the Egyptians forced us to take all the gold and silver with a strong arm, so therefore, since they forced us to take it with a strong arm, and we had no choice, we had to carry it in order for the fulfillment of Hashem's promise to Avraham Avinu. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that V'achar chen yetzu b'rechush gadol, that they will go out with a huge fortune. So in order for us to be able to fulfill Hashem's promise, Hashem made a miracle and sent 90 donkeys to carry the load and to save the promise that Hashem did. So as a celebration of that promise, we have to redeem the Peter Hamor, the firstborn of the donkey. Sefer Megala Mukas asks a question: how come the Gemara writes down that there were 90 Hamoirim, 90 donkeys? What's special about 90 donkeys? So Sefer Megala Mukas says that this was in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik. A tzaddik is symbolized by the letter tzaddik, which is numerical value 90. And since Moshe Rabbeinu did not take any wealth when we came out of Egypt, so therefore he merited every Jew to take the wealth. In other words, in Parshas B'Shalach there is written that Moshe Rabbeinu did not take any wealth. He was busy taking the Atzmes Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Therefore, the wealth that was supposed to be his, according to the Sefer Megale Amukos, was given to every Jew in the form of transportation or 90 donkeys to be able to carry their wealth. The Ayin Yaakov in Gemara Bechoyrois brings down, actually the Iyun Yaakov brings down, that according to this Megale Amukos, that 90 came because Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, and in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is tzaddik, is 90, we could go back on beginning of Bo, that there on chapter 11, Pasuk number 2, Hashem asks, Daber nob osnei aham, speak please in the ears of the people, Veishalu ish meisreyu, and a man should borrow or should ask meisreyu from his fellow, Veisho, and a woman meisreuso from her fellow, from her friend, Kli kesef uklei zohav, vessels of silver and vessels of gold. There is where the commandment was written that the Jewish people should please ask the Egyptians. That's the normal interpretation. Vessels of silver and vessels of gold. And Rashi says, why is it written, no, please? Why does Hashem make the request with the words please? So Rashi answers, Shelo yoimer oisoi tzadik, that tzaddik should not say, referring to Avraham Avinu, that when it came to the promise that the Jewish people are going to be enslaved, then you fulfilled. But when it came to the promise that they will come out if a huge wealth, you did not fulfill. So therefore Hashem is asking, please borrow or ask for gold and silver, so Avraham Avinu shouldn't have any complaints on me. The Iyun Yaakov brings down that according to this Megala Mukos, that's referring to the Tzaddik, then we could say, according to the Sephardim, what the Sephardim means to say, that the Jewish people were forced to take the luggage and they didn't have any transportation. And if they don't have any transportation, they would have left the luggage behind or the wealth behind. So Hashem made the miracle in the merit of Avraham Avinu because of his promise of Avraham Avinu. Now we could say that 90 is because Avraham Avinu, like Rashi brings down, Shalo Yoimar Oiso Tzadik, that tzaddik should not complain, is referring to Avraham. So could be, brings down the Iyun Yaakov, that this miracle that the Jewish people, when they were loading their gold and silver, that it appeared to them 90 donkeys, is in the merit of Avraham Avinu, not in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Megala Mukos brings down, but the tzaddik is referring to the letter tzaddik, which is 90, but the tzaddik itself is really Avraham Avinu and not Moshe Rabbeinu. The other answer the Iyun Yaakov brings down, why is 90? He brings a medrash in Divrei Hayomim, which the medrash actually is brought down by the Chazon Tzion on Tehillim Kaf Hei. On Tehillim Kaf Hei 105, Pasuk number Tes, there it says what we say in Davening, but with a little change. The Pasuk says, Asher Koras es Avraham, the covenant Hashem made with Abraham, Ushviyoso le Yitzchak, and his promise to Yitzchak, Vayamideo le Yaakov lechok, and Hashem established it to Yaakov as a statue, and the statute is that Leimo lecho eten es Eretz Knan, that to you I will give the land of Knan, but there the word Yitzchak is written Yitzchak. Is written Yud Sin Chet Kaf. It's not written the normal way we write Yitzchak in the Torah. Yitzchak in the Torah is written normally Yud Tzadik Ches Kaf. Both of them mean the same thing. Both of them means laughter. So the Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu, knowing that Hashem had promised that the Jewish people will be in bondage 400 years, and knowing that his name was Yitzchak with a sin, so he asks Hashem to take away part of his name and make from his name a tzaddik and put tzaddik in his name. And like that, the bondage of the Jewish people will be diminished. And they'll only have to be in bondage for 210 years. Because if you take a look, the difference between sin, which is numerical value 300, and the tzaddik, which is numerical value 90, is 210. Again, Yitzchak's name was supposed to be Yitzchak with a sin, and the numerical value of the sin is 300. And Yitzchak, knowing how harsh the enslavement was going to be, asked Hashem to change his name to Yitzchak with a tzaddik, which is 90. The difference is 210. Yitzchak Avinu prayed to Hashem that he is willing to forgo his full joy, the full value of the word Yitzchak with the sin, which is 210 more than Yitzchak with a tzaddik, that he says the meaning of the word will still be the same, but I'm willing to forgo the full laughter, the full joy, if you promise that you only gonna give the Jewish people the pain of the difference of my words. That the letters between the difference between Yitzchak that was supposed to be mine and Yitzchak that I'm willing to take is 210, and I will take the Yitzchak with a tzaddik if you promise that you're only going to enslave the Jewish people instead of 400 years, only 210 years. And Hashem did this, and in fact the Jewish people were in Egypt only 210 years and no longer in the merit of Yitzchak Avinu. So the Inyan Yaakov brings down that according to this Medrash, we were redeemed from Egypt early in the merit of the tzaddik that Yitzchak did. In other words, that Yitzchak wanted to give up the sin of his name and go to a tzaddik, so that is the merit that we left Egypt. So tzaddik is numerical value 90, so we're going out in the merit of Yitzchak having the 90. So Hashem wanted to hint the Jewish people that you know what merit you're going out early, you know what merit you're not here for 400 years, therefore he sent them specifically tzaddik, he sent them 90 donkeys, and by people asking why specifically did each person get 90 donkeys, they will tell them that the reason is because of Yitzchak, that Yitzchak gave up his latter sin for a tzaddik, and tzaddik is numerical value 90, then they will know the sacrifice that Yitzchak made for the Jewish people. They will have hakaras hatov, gratefulness for Yitzchak for causing us to be redeemed earlier. Others explain that the reason that the parsha is written of Petar Hamor and the reason that we have to redeem the donkey, it's not just for us to remember our exodus from Egypt, but it is a deeper and more important lesson that we as Jews must have in order to be a nation of Hashem. And that idea, which according to some opinions is the reason also why Hashem created the world, is that you are required to have hakaras hatov. You have to have gratitude for somebody who does you good. You have to recognize the good that somebody or something does to you. That the reason that Hashem told us to redeem the donkey is because the donkey helped us out when we went out of Egypt. So therefore, out of recognition for what he did, Hashem made us make a mitzvah with the donkey, and through that we'll recognize and be grateful eternally for the donkey. If that is the reason, then we understand a couple different questions. First of all, in a set of tefillin, there is four sections of the Torah written in each set. The only difference is that the set that you put in the hand, everything is written on one piece of parchment, and the one you put on the head is written on four separate pieces of parchment. Each passage is written in its own parchment, and you put it inside four little boxes inside the big box, which looks like one, in your head. So like we mentioned, each set of tefillin has got four parshas written there. The parshas that are written there are Shema, which is the Shema Yisrael, and Vahavta. The second parsha it's written is Vahoyo Im Shomoa. It is a continuation of the Shema that we say every day. And then you have written two sections that make part the portion of this week, Parshas Bo. With the first portion, it is Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, that we have to sanctify every firstborn from the Jewish people, and they have to be redeemed by the Kohen. And the last Parsha that we have in the film is this Parsha that we have to separate the firstborn of the donkey and change it for a seh, for a lamb, and if not switch it for a lamb, then you have to kill the donkey. We could understand three of these Parshas, why they would put it in the film. But the last Parsha, the Parsha of Peter Hamor, of the firstborn of the donkey, it is very hard to understand why did Hashem want us to put in the film every day when we put it on, that we should have this Parsha, this section in the film. There are so many more beautiful sections in the Torah that we probably would find more appropriate in the film. For example, like what Hashem asks you to fear Him, to owe Him. Why did Hashem specifically pick this portion of Peter Hamor, of the firstborn of the donkey, in the film? I'll explain what I mean. The first segment is Shema, which is basically the acceptance of Hashem yoke, in other words, all Malchus Shemaim, that we believe that Hashem is the creator and Hashem is timeless and He was and He is and will be and He is one and He is in the control of the world. The second portion of the tefillin is V'hoyo Im Shamoa, which is the second portion of the Shema, which there is telling you about the mitzvahs that we get, the rewards for making a mitzvah and punishment for not making a mitzvah. And then we have Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, the redemption of the firstborn, which is to tell you that since the Jewish people are like firstborn, because Hashem called us Bni Bechori Israel, you are my firstborn Israel. And since Hashem called us all firstborns, that means that Hashem is giving us the holiness of the firstborn, and therefore we have to be redeemed. Our firstborns have to be redeemed. And we have to know the esteem that Hashem holds us, and therefore we have a responsibility to match that esteem. But the last parsha of Peter Hamor, of redemption of your first donkey, is technically problematic. How come Hashem saw fit that this should be in the film? True that the end of the parsha says Va'oyo lois al yotcho, there should be a sign in your hand, and should be an ornament on your head. And this is the reason why we write this Parsha in the tefillin. But why did Hashem make it fit that the Parsha of Peter Hamor, the Parsha of the redeeming the donkey, it is what goes on to the tefillin? Why was that so important? And also, this week's Parsha is the Parsha that we receive mitzvahs as a Jewish nation. And this week's Parsha is the portion of the mitzvahs that we received while we were still in Egypt. And it is the portions, technically, that was required for us to be redeemed, for us to be getting out of bondage, was required to have this Parsha. This Parsha, we have the mitzvah to establish month, we have the mitzvah of eating the Pesach, of binding to our bedpost the Pesach, not to eat chometz, and the last two mitzvahs of this Parsha is one that we have to redeem the donkey. The real last one is if we do not redeem the donkey with a lamb, then we are supposed to kill the donkey. So the question is, why was it so important to receive this mitzvah specifically in Egypt? And if we do not receive them, it seems to imply that we could not be redeemed, that this is really portion of the mitzvahs of Egypt. And it's the last section, and it seems to imply that it's indispensable for us to take this message, take this mitzvah and understand it, for us to be able to be redeemed. So what is so important in this mitzvah that, one, it goes into the tefillin, and second, that this is the last mitzvah given to us to perform, even though we're going to perform only when we come into the land, But it was told to us in Egypt for us to know the message for the future. According to what we mentioned in Rashi, that Rashi wants to say that since the donkeys took us out, we require to have Hakara Satoiv, recognition of gratitude, that we always have to remember somebody who does good to you, and you always have to show your gratitude and be grateful. That could be the message that Hashem wanted to give us, that you have to remember that I took you out of Egypt, and you require to have Hakara Satov, you require to have recognition of good. And how are you going to remember and take this message of Hakara Satov to the extreme or to the highest level? By you remembering the mitzvah of Petar Hamor, you remembering that you have to redeem your donkey, that you owe gratitude for the donkey, that the donkey carried your luggage. The donkey didn't save you from life. He just carried your luggage, and donkey do not have any way to communicate with you, and they are there to work for you, and yet you have to show them Hakara Satov. That message you'll get, and you remember that to people and to living beings, and also to Melech Malchei Amlochim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you require to have Hakara Satov for everything he does to you, for the air you breathe, for the food you eat, for everything you do in your life. You require to have Hakara Satov for him, and that is the reason why you were redeemed from Egypt, in order to serve him, in order to serve him out of gratitude and out of Hakara Satov for everything he does to you. And Hashem wants specifically the Parsha of Petar Hamor to be in the tefillin, for you to remember always that you owe Hakara Satov to Hashem and to everybody who does you good. You are not allowed to be a kafui toiva. You are not allowed to be somebody who does not recognize the gratitude or does not recognize the good somebody else does to you. And that's why Hashem wants specifically to put on your head every day and your hand every day the idea of Petar Hamor, the idea of the redemption of your donkey, for you to get this message very hard and very steady and not forget this message of Hakara Satov, of being grateful to somebody who does you good. The only problem, according to Rashi, be it the reason of Hakara Satov, recognizing the good, or be it the reason for us to remember the miracles that happened in Egypt, that Hashem sent us 90 donkeys to redeem us, that he even went beyond the call of duty, like you say, that he gave us this huge wealth and he made transportation even available to us, is what happens if we do not redeem the donkey. The halacha is that if you do not redeem the donkey with a lamb, then we have to take the donkey and chop off the donkey's neck, thereby killing it. Why would we do that if the whole idea is Hakara Satov, or recognizing the donkey, the goodness of the donkey? Why, when we do not perform the mitzvah of redeeming the donkey, we require to chop off the donkey's head? What possible message could it be to chop off the donkey's head? And where is the Hakara Satov for the donkey that we do by killing him? That if we do not perform the mitzvah, we require to kill the donkey. Obviously, it must mean that there is other symbolism involved in the Petar Hamor, and we're going to go to the Hemek Dovor for one of these explanations. The Hemek Dovor explains the idea of Kadosh Li Kol Bechor, the idea of sanctifying the firstborn of a Jew, is that since all Jews are supposed to be firstborn, like we mentioned, Hashem called us Bni Bechori Israel, my firstborn son Israel. So he says that the idea is that every Jew has to be sanctified for service of Hashem. A Jew has to know that his purpose is to serve Hashem, and he has to prepare himself with holiness and a higher level because he is the property of Hashem. And to show the idea to the Jewish people of the Bechor, of the sanctification, of how a Jew is supposed to get close to Hashem, so Hashem told us to sanctify our animals. And there are two ways to sanctify our animals. One, a person who keeps himself clean, then he could be totally to Hashem. He could be himself for Hashem, and he could get ready, and he could be prepared with learning Torah and with serving Hashem and with wisdom of Hashem to be himself a sacrifice. And that is the symbolism of a kosher animal given to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings this directly as a sacrifice to Hashem. So everybody should be the Kohen, and everybody should bring it as a sacrifice to Hashem, his wisdom, his all being, his actions, everything he does should be a way to get close to Hashem, to become karov l'Hashem, to become connected to Hashem. Or the other way that could happen is that he peter chamor, that his physicality, since he is not able to get to a higher level, then his mission is that he should redeem his physicality, his chomer, his chamor, beseh, with a lamb. In other words, he has to give money in exchange of the seh, which the seh is the one who is serving Hashem. And he has to give for his seh, for the person acting like a seh, for the person that is learning full time and is acting like a sacrifice to Hashem, that he has to support. That the person who is acting like a chamor, who is acting with his physicality and cannot achieve the level of going up to the seh, that he cannot achieve the level that he himself should be a sacrifice to Hashem, then tivda beseh, he is required to give and redeem himself by helping the seh, by helping the person who is acting as a sacrifice to Hashem. That's what the Hamek Dover explains, is the symbolism of the Peter Chamor, of the exchange from the Chamor, from the physicality, to the seh, to the spirituality. Again, a person has to know that if himself is a person that cannot get himself involved in learning, he is involved in his physicality, and he cannot get to the level of himself being totally to Hashem, then his choice is that he has to be Mahana, that he has to redeem himself by giving to the Seh, by giving to the one that decided that he is going to be devoted to learn, that the person who is not learning, who is Peter Chamor, which is still involved in his physicality and hasn't gotten to the spirituality. Chamor comes from the language Chomer, which Chomer means material, matter, which is physicality and is not involved in the spiritual realms. So a person like that has to redeem himself with a seh, and he has to give money to those who are involved in being a korban, being a sacrifice to Hashem. But if he does not give money, if he does not give money to the seh, and he keeps himself to this world, then Hashem wants, by the message of taking the chamor and chopping him off, is hinting that a person like that is not worth his living, according to the Hamek Dover. A person like that is not worthy to be in the world. And the Hamek Dover continues saying that it's known fact that somebody who could achieve greatness and he chooses not to achieve greatness, he is worse than somebody who could never achieve greatness. And since every Jew could achieve greatness and he does not do it, either by himself or by supporting somebody who could, so therefore he is worse than this, and you require to chop him off. You require to make sure, or you hinting him that for him it would be better that he do not, that he is not created, and it would be better that he would forgo this world. Rab Hirsch views the symbolism as the material and the spiritual. He explains that Chamor is the materialism of this world, that the first materialism that we do, we require to redeem it, Peseh, to require to redeem it with the Seh, which was the first sacrifice of the Jewish people. So we require to use our material things for spiritual, for service of Hashem. For example, to use our money to buy beautiful mezuzahs, to buy beautiful tefillin, to use our houses to make mitzvahs, to make achnosas orchim, to invite guests, to invite people for Shabbat. That is called using your materialism for your spiritual, for service of Hashem. And if you do not use for service of Hashem, Hashem is hinting you that varaftoi, that Hashem will make your material to disappear. Hashem will destroy your material if you do not do it in service of Hashem. That since all materials are given to you only for you to be able to serve Hashem, if you do not serve Hashem with your material, if you do not exchange it for aseh, which is service of Hashem, then varaftoi, then Hashem will make it that your material will disappear or will be chopped off, like your donkey would be chopped off, so too your material will be chopped off. So we see from all these interpretations that we require, number one, to have hakaras hatov, to have recognition of good for anything that it happens. Also, we see from that that it is very important that we should be yourself a source of aseh, that you should be yourself a servant of Hashem, that you should be yourself getting close to Hashem. And if you cannot get close to Hashem yourself, then you should make sure that you support those who are close or those who are doing the service of Hashem. Or, according to Rav Hirsch, you have to make sure that if Hashem give you materialism, give you money, give you possessions, that you use it in service of Hashem. And if you do not use it in service of Hashem, then Hashem, unfortunately, may take it away from you. And we see also that Hashem, when He redeemed us, He was so kind to us that He even made sure that we have enough trucks, enough donkeys to carry all our possessions. And like it's written, Hein go'alti eschem acharis kereshis, that Hashem will redeem us the future time like it was in the first time. In other words, when Moshiach will come, the miracles will be the same or even greater than it was a Yetzias Mitzrayim when we went out of Egypt. Hashem Yisborach should help that we should do good deeds and we should ourselves become aseh, become like the lamb that should be connected to Hashem, and through that Hashem will bring Moshiach, and Moshiach will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. B'imheiro b'yomeinu, Amen.